Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Ches. I want to discuss this evening, Mitzvah Shem, one of the questions I want to discuss is the question of we're going to be discussing a lot of debts. There's a lot of halachas in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Ches. We're going to get there soon. About collecting debts and chovos. And I wonder if this has changed nowadays or not. So let's get there and we'll address it. So the Sif Hei, which is the bottom of, just before page 18. Mi sheyesh lo schoira. If somebody's got merchandise. I mean, Sif Hei, bottom of the page. Mi sheyesh lo schoira, somebody's got merchandise. Sheim lo yabchen mat. Sorry, we've done that. Mat lemale is kal kimut lafcha b'cholam. It's on top of page 18. Sivav. Hamechav melachto v'nichol emoyit. Somebody, we spoke yesterday extensively about the issa of leaving and planning to do work on Chol HaMoed. So that's called Mechavim Melachta LeMoed. We spoke about the issa of, you know, you try to avoid doing Melach on Chol HaMoed. It's the last sif in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Ches. Do you know how to plan? Okay, now, so the ramifications are, you know, try to aim to do all the Melachas either prior to Yom Tov or after Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed. What happens if somebody transgressed that? And he actually said, you know what? I want to do my more my work, my melachas. I want to do it on Chol HaMoed. I've got more time. You know, I can't have my shop open anyway. I can't do my things anyway. So I'm going to do my work on Chol HaMoed. So what happens in such a case? There's a very extreme halacha over here. We don't find it in many other places. The way Beis Din finds a person like that. So, amechavim melachto v'nichol emoed, somebody who plans specifically and arranges to do all these melachas specifically on Chol HaMoed, v'nichol emoed, v'asa b'moed, and he actually did those melachas, he planned and he actually executed those melachas on Chol HaMoed. The halacha is, the Beis Din me'abdin oisa, they will lose the value of this. They take it away from him, and they will take it away and pardon, I'm looking for the right word. Ma'abdinos, pardon, confiscated. That's right, confiscated. Ma'abdinos menu umafkirinos lekol. They will confiscate it and bimafke it. So give it out to people because he's not allowed to do those melachas. He's not allowed to do this. He did confiscated and given on. What if he's a tailor or a shoemaker and he's doing somebody else's shoe? Wouldn't be quite right. Wouldn't sound fair to confiscate the shoe because it's not his. And he's the one doing the melacha. So halacha is sheyev shal kon, so you can't, you know, wouldn't be right to confiscate it. Kugon chayit or a sofer, a tailor, a writer, a scribe, shoes melech sacherim, he's actually using the items belonging to somebody else. Meshamtin lo. You give him lashes. Fancy that? Somebody does melachas on Chol HaMoed, which cannot be confiscated what he's dealing with. Beis Din gives him lashes. What are your thoughts on that? It's very, we don't find in many places that Beis Din is authorized to give lashes in such a, you know,
is such a witness to the warning.
Good question. I'll tell you why I'm a super about it. These are not the regular lashes of the Malkus that we find, the 39 lashes. These are rabbinical lashes. And they work with slightly different parameters. And I'm not convinced he needs warning. I'm not convinced. Good question as to whether he needs us or. Yeah, but this is the Makkas Mardus. This is the Beis Din. This is Beis Din. Beis Din is authorized to sometimes do things because they feel.
Makkas Mardus, that's a rebellious person, but for someone to be rebellious, by definition, they'd have to be told not to do it.
Yeah, you think that probably did have to get some sort of warning.
It's hard to understand conceptually how you'd need Hasra and Adam Hasra from a Deraisa lashes, but for a Rabbani, you'd not need Adam Hasra.
You know, it's a Kavah Chomer kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is slightly different parameters, but it would make sense that they need some sort of warning, I suppose. Yeah. If he did die, so before he had actually the opportunity of getting his lashes or his punishment, he died. he will not fine and punish his son on his behalf, and he'll be able, in fact, to continue finishing off his work if it's Dovah Oved. So if his son is working on behalf of his father, he's allowed to just finish it off. I think what we've got to take out from this is the halacha that somebody who transgresses and does melachas and chalamoit under certain circumstances, chayev, malchus matus, he gets lashes, which we don't find in many other areas of halacha. Yeah, rabbinical lashes. Okay, sim tov kuf lamet tes. Tine ha-schoyre b'chol ha-moed. Kol schoyre asuro. Any commerce, any business activity, asu is also. Afilo kol shu, even anything, any slightest, schoyre. Business activities also. Ben liknois, whether it's purchasing merchandise and acquiring it, ben limko, whether selling it. Now, Shulchan Aruch now goes and speaks about lending. And I want to get back to the first line of the sif in a minute, but let's just finish off the sif first. V'afilu im hilve mois amenashit no le'achkach yainu schoiro. V'afilu and even im hilve, if I lent mois money, amenashit no le'achkach yainu schoiro, say I lent you 100 pounds in order that you'll give me wine or merchandise. So you're making kind of business. I'm giving you 100 pounds. You're giving merchandise, which I'm going to sell. Even that, en yochel leilech veletovam. I cannot claim my debt. So far, I've given you 100 pounds. I'm waiting for my merchandise. It hasn't arrived, and I want, you know, I want to claim my, I want my money back. I want either the merchandise or the money, but give me something. If I want to chol hamoed now to claim my money back because it's been taking a bit long. You know, all these excuses, you know, the old, look, I don't know, you know, everything is delayed. I want to have my merchandise. I want to have my money. To claim my debt on Chol HaMoed is also. Unless I'm concerned, I'm going to lose it all. He's not going to provide the money back. He's not going to give the merchandise. It's not going to happen. So I'm allowed to. It's Dovah Oved. If I fear that I'm not going to get the merchandise, I'm allowed to go and get it. Now, if Shulchan Aruch says, if I made a lot of money on Chol HaMoed, you know, I sold on this. I lent somebody 100 pounds. Let's say 1,000 pounds. I managed to get the merchandise on Chol HaMoed, something which, you know, it was going to be Dovah Oved unless I get it now, and I sell it on the spot because it's Dovah Oved. And I made a lot of money. I recovered a lot of money on Chol HaMoed. Shulchan Aruch says, Yochel Limkoy Betzin, you're allowed to sell it. For Yoitzi Lesimchas Yomtev, you should then spend for Yomtev, Yoitzi Mashiudat Loitzi, spend a bit more money on Yomtev. If you had to work on Chol HaMoed and you made good money, you made a good deal. It was a good deal. You made a good deal on Chol HaMoed, which you were entitled to do. Shulchan Aruch says, all right, okay, but be grateful and give a bit more money spend a bit more money on Chol HaMoed. Spend a bit more money for Yom Tov. You know, make it a nice, fancy Yom Tov. More than you intended to spend. Okay, I want to address the following shaila, which is the contemporary shaila, which Avosan speaks about. Somebody's got a shop. Okay, what shop more shop,
jewelry.
Okay, jewelry. Yeah. Okay, you wanna you're not gonna sell on Chol HaMoed because it's also the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to sell on Chol HaMoed. Ben Liknos Ben Limkos. It's a good example, by the way, because that's not something which is gonna go off. Right? Jewelry is not Dovah Oved. It's a very good example. Now I fail to find time with my jewelry shop. I fail to find time to actually do all the sorting. The listing and the sorting and the, you know, and the to have it all, you know, the old schoire packed away, the new schoire out, and to deal with the schoire, to make it more presentable, to do all this. I would want to use this time now that the shop is closed. I will not sell, I will not buy, but I will tidy the shop. I will tidy it up. Is this also a mutter on Chol HaMoed? I'm not selling and I'm not buying. saying it's not the spirit of the...
Although it might not be...
still work.
Yeah. It's kind of work. Yeah, what do you think? It doesn't say. All we saw is Schoer is also Ben Likno is Ben Limko. So the Avosna says he's medayik the first two words of this Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Aleph. Oschoer asur mipnei ha-toirach. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Aleph, what does mipnei ha-toirach mean? Because of the effort, because of the burden. So what? So you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to buy because of the burden. So what does that? What does that show us? How would you learn that Mishnah Berurah? That's the way you interpret it? Is it a burden? Is it a toirach to do that kind of activity? Even you're not buying and selling, but just sorting out the whole place. So Avosna argues that it is. It's a lot of work. So if it's a lot of work, it's going to be also. Mishnah Berurah is medayik Mishnah Berurah pnei ha-toirach. Schoira is also, business activity is also because it's a great toirach. Now if it's not a great toirach, so therefore he says that everything which is a great toirach would be awesome. This leads us to the following question. I understand. Putting things out in the shelf, sorting it out, you know, packing it up, and all, I understand that's going to be a toirach. It's a lot of work. It's awesome. What if it's a phone call to close a deal? One phone call. A 5-minute phone call to close a deal. Even if it's not Tov HaOved. Tov HaOved goes without saying. Not Tov HaOved. Okay? It's to close a deal. I've got this agreement, I've got that mutual understanding, but I need to close it off. That final 5 minutes, and it's not Tova Oved. Am I allowed to do that or not?
Yeah.
You're saying it's just speaking. I'd also be inclined to say that it's probably okay. I don't know, because if it's true that the Issa is Mipnei Toirach,
the square is always a Tova Oved. If she missed the boat, there's always a chance of missing the boat. Because somebody else might get in there,
yeah.
Something else. So the whole it's intrinsic to the notion of commerce that if you don't tap a line, you might miss. There might be a.
There's always going to be an element of the void by definition.
I think so, but maybe as you.
No, I think it's probably true. Yeah. And another question which is interesting, you're allowed to return an item on Chol HaMoed, which we could also derive from here. The person can speak about it over here. Are you allowed to return an item on Chol HaMoed?
Sometimes
I want to return.
You have a deadline to return it by, otherwise you can't unconditionally.
So therefore, you're saying that if
then
it's within the deadline,
I ordered a pair of pedals and they don't fit, and I didn't get around to checking they didn't fit. For third day sitting, my shoes are on them back.
You can't give them back.
That's the whole, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's something,
so that's what Moshe Feinstein said, yeah.
If the end of Yom Tov was within your period, that you can get the money back. 15-day. No
equivalent
money back guarantee, then it's not
available. Very good. So Moshe says exactly that. If you've got a time limit, so it depends if you're going to, by missing the time limit, you won't be able to return it. It's Dover Oved. You're allowed to return an item, even to the shop. You know, you can go and return it because it's Dover Oved. If, however, you have an opportunity of giving it back after Yom Tov, after the second day's Yom Tov, after you can give it back, Moshe says it's a Torah and you're allowed to do it in the Chol HaMoed. So do not return an item on Chol HaMoed if he can push it off until after Yom Tov. You may not return.
I also thought it was meant like a big loss. I mean, a pedal.
Yeah, we'll discuss. We'll define.
High range, but does it mean that I was thought.
Yeah, so we will address and discuss and clarify what exactly is considered Dover Oved at a later stage. There will be Shulchan Aruch to speak about that. Okay, so that's that. So returning an item, Rabbi says, also if you can push it off. Seif Beis, we are continuing with Seif Beis. Mi shehilva lechaveiro mois, if you lent somebody money, muta letovo b'chol HaMoed ligvois ma'oisav. If I lent somebody money and I want to have my money back, I want to claim it back. Ain't you allowed to claim the money back? I'm allowed to claim my debt back. I'm allowed to have my money back on Chol HaMoed. It doesn't need to be emphasized. Certainly, if it's money from a goy. What's the reason for that? Why is it that I'm allowed to go and get my and claim my, you know, people owe me money, I'm allowed to claim it back on Chol HaMoed. Why? Surely it's a Torah. I'm allowed to drive down to Manchester to get my money.
They don't have a chesed because they're months, so there's always a chance.
And what about a Yid? Even a Yid you're allowed to. Start. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mishel v'lechavei ha-mois, mutal le-tove b'chol ha-mois, likvois moisov. So you might lose that. Yeah. So I think there's also Mishnah Berurah says something else as well. Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot and Zayin, Mutal Letova, Hanu, Leilech Leira Cheres, even to go to a different town, Letovam Shom, and to claim it there. Hafrim Yochel Emotzim Shom, Achamoit Gamkein. Even if I could get it after Yom Tov, why? The Gvias Choy Ba'alma, Ein Zabichlal Choy, that's not considered business. To claim money, to get my money, my well-deserved money, that's not called business. It's not business. Siv B, Siv Gimel. Mochel Echavir Pomek, Prakmatza Kodim Amoit. If I sold Prakmatia, merchandise, Kodim Amoit, I sold merchandise before Yom Tov. Yesh Misha Oysali Tvoy Domea Bemoit. Some say, I'm not allowed to claim the money on Chol HaMoed. I sold you something on credit. You want to pay me? I can't chase him on Chol HaMoed. Elim Kain, Yelokach, Odom Sheinu Motsui. Unless it's a person that is not commonly seen and found, B'mokam HaMoichav, and he's Dameloi B'Chol HaMoed. Unless it's somebody that I know I'm not going to find so easily. If I can easily claim the money back, I should wait after Chol HaMoed. If I fear, concerned, I'm not going to see this guy for the next 5 years, I'm allowed to claim it on Chol HaMoed. Tahav Kedav Ovid, because that's Tov Ovid. V'li nireh. It appears to me, says Shulchan Aruch, Shekevin Shezokal of Rav HaMois, B'choy Voi, Kodim HaMoed, since I lent him the money before Chol HaMoed, Havali Kalvos, it's like a proper lending, Humut HaLigvoi Zmeinu B'chol HaMoed, Afilu Otom Shemot Simo Kamar Mache. Second opinion says, no, it's like lending money. It's like lending. I gave him Schoyer, but ultimately he owes me money. It's not like a debt. I'm allowed to claim a debt on Chol HaMoed. Hagover Mubchen Mut HaLigvoi B'mishpot B'shvil Chavos Simo Tom Nitvoi. He can even go to court. You can go to Beis Din to claim money, to demand your money. I'm also to establish a guarantee in order to get my money on Chol HaMoed. I wonder what if I'm allowed to see. I don't know if you think that this is if I've lent somebody £500, okay, and it's really, you know, he should have paid me back. Whether I gave him merchandise and he owes me £500, or I've actually lent him the money. I see him now on Chol HaMoed. He lives in Manchester, and I see him on Chol HaMoed. Can I demand the money back now on Chol HaMoed? It's £500, yes or no? Nowadays, 2021. It's Tov HaOved, you say, because Shulchan Aruch said, Mutar Tov HaOved. So, I tell you why I'm hesitant. You're right, you're quoting the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you have to, you know. Now, I have a question over here, which I don't know what. I wonder if things are a bit different nowadays than then. Because the way I picture it, is he talks about somebody from a different city, hard to get hold of, hard to see on it. So I picture myself, yeah, of course, you know, if you live in Yerushalayim, and the person that lives in Tzfas, 500 years ago, it's close to zero, the chance to get his money. If I don't get it now, I'm not going to see the guy. I'm not going to get that money. It's not going to happen. I feel nowadays, because the world has become so small, I feel that, is the svara still true? Is there still that svara that if you see him, get the money now, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. He's in a different town. He's national. He's different. It's harder to get people. So I wonder if nowadays there isn't the element of it's a bit easier, you know. Maybe wait for after Yom Tov, you know, you'll find him. Pardon? Yeah. You think that at the end of the day, you don't know if he's how easily you can get hold of him. So what I'm saying, yeah, and you're saying that even near. You're saying that. Okay, point taken. Yeah, you can even go to Bezdin. Okay, now, Siv Dalet. If a person has got merchandise, if I don't sell it now, Yafsid Ma'akeren, I will lose from the value. So, mutar lemochar, I'm allowed to sell it. Avolim lo yafsid ma'akeren, but if I'm not losing the cost price, loy. Interesting shaila. Okay, I can sell something. If I don't sell now, what would be a good example for that? Fruit. Okay. I don't know how much. I was always wondering how much the fruit actually costs for the wholesalers. I'm not sure what the. I don't know what the real value is. But what's the cost price of fruit for? Half.
Half to 2/3. The markup coming more than 40%.
Okay, so that's okay. So let's go with that. Okay, so I have fruit and I'm selling it on. Now, if I don't sell it now, I'm going to lose. Am I allowed to sell it? No, yes or no? I've got spare bananas. I've got tomatoes. I've got potatoes. If I don't sell them now, they're going to go off after Cholamot. Shulchan Aruch says, I'm allowed to sell them, unless, if I can still sell them after Cholamot, for the cost price, I've got to wait.
Is that what the Karen thing means?
Yeah, cost price.
Difference between the cost of the, and the profit price.
Yeah. So that gives us something very important over here. Because what does that teach us?
Not trading on the word doesn't mean you need to lose, but you're not allowed to gain.
That's it. That's exactly it. So selling on Chalamoed is also, if you're going to lose your merchandise, so now it depends, how much is the cost price? How much is the cost price? You can sell it for the cost price after Chalamoed, you've got to push it off. I wonder, Rabbi Isai, when we talk about the Karen and the cost, does that also, because what would you say? Would you be able to, you know, if you make a calculation, cost price, does that also include just the actual tzchor? What about the additional costs that you had? Transport, taxes, it's all included. So that would all be part of Karen. So you've got a, yeah, you're quite confident in that.
Otherwise, it's a loss, isn't
it? Yeah.
If you don't include your operational cost, then it's a loss.
Right.
It doesn't matter that you get the money back that you pay for it in the market.
It's about how much actually you cost you. Good. You're good. Very interesting. Very good. Very good. Yeah, good. I think that's good to know that. So you make a calculation. How much did these carrots cost me? All inclusive. And then once you've got the carrots plus the delivery, plus the tax, plus everything, what about the wages? Can you calculate that as well? Probably if you've got...
Yes, if Cholamoed is 8 days, then it's just only 1/52 of your overall annual cost.
Yes. So you can calculate all that. Yeah, I suppose it's true. You can calculate all that. You've got that figure. You can sell it. If you can sell it for the... if you can push it off until the Chalamoed and for that, but you can. If you're going to lose more than that, you don't have to lose more than that. You do not need to lose more than that. You know, because that's called the Hefzer. That's the Ovid. Yeah. Yeah, very good. Okay, to summarize what we learned this evening, Rabbi Isai, we covered a lot of ground. So we spoke about the punishments to somebody who is mechaven melachta b'moed, somebody who does all the melachos on chalamoed. Very serious punishments. Reminds me of breaching the lockdown rules a bit, you know. So there's lashes. Well, that's not quite implemented yet. But there's lashes, and it's confiscated. Initially, the items are confiscated. If it's not you, if it's not the, here's to confiscate, then obviously they can't confiscate it, but lashes or confiscations. We learned also that any schoiro, any business activity, any commercial kind of activities also, selling, buying, etc. We learned that the reason why it's also is because of toirach. It's a tich, it's hard work, and that's what the rationale for this is. We learned that... claiming debts is also unless you're concerned you're going to lose the money. If you're any concerned you're going to lose it, you'll have to claim the debts on Cholamoed. If you are allowed, because of Dovah Oveid, to make some business activity and you're making tons and tons of money, you should spend some money for extra expense. You should make the Yom Tov expense a bit greater and make it a bit more lavish and luxurious and fancy, the Yom Tov. And then he speaks about various scenarios about claiming debts on chalamot, which all of them are permitted. The bottom line is, you're allowed to claim debts on chalamot if you fear that you're going to lose it otherwise. Finally, we spoke about if you lose the cost price, you can sell them on chalamot. If you don't lose the cost price, you can sell them after Yom Tov. For this cost price, you should postpone it and sell it after Yom Tov. Wish you a very good evening.